following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Auburn Bank, and Gouge Performing Arts Center. Also brought to you by Russell Building Supply, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
Three games down, one to go here on the campus of Lee Scott Academy, as it was Lee Scott who won the coin flip and were able to host the area tournament. Lee Scott, on the varsity girls side of things, take care of business in game three. They defeat the Dayville Tigers 60-35. And they will have a rematch with the Glenwood Gators on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. And now it's time to see who's going to face the Glenwood Gators on the varsity boys side of things, as that game is scheduled for 7:30 p.m. It'll be the Lee Scott Warriors and the varsity boys, Dadeville Tigers. And before we welcome you into the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip off, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Lee Scott Sports Network.
Tiger Country 104.5 is WAUE HD2 Waverly and W283DQ Auburn Opelika.
Tiger Country 104.5.
And with that, we welcome you into the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip-off. It's brought to you by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Christian Griffin with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network, joined by defensive coordinator, the mastermind himself, Coach Jacob Osmond, joining me as well. Coach, a dominating victory on the varsity girls' side of things. It was the big three for the Warriors. Clark Ivitz finishes with 19, Haynes Kesey with 13, Sydney Dunlap with 17. And going the way, working down the scoring column, Lucy Zellner had 4, Stella Henderson had 2, Hernan got into the scoring column, and Sutton Lewis had 6. As well, it's what you talked about. Not that you're solely relying on Clark Ivett by any means. You're going to get something from her each and every night, but the more players that you have that are able to capitalize in the scoring column, just an even more boost to this really, really young squad that Coach Corey Harrison has.
Hey, gotta be incredibly proud of the performance. Just like you were saying, like we talked about right before the end, great job by getting additional support. This is a very, very good team that can do a lot of very good things when there is additional not crazy double-digit scoring, just enough to get a 12-pointer here, somebody that can, you know, dabble in the 10-point column. That goes a long way, especially when Coach Harrison's wanting to get some depth off that bench.
And now we transition our focus to the varsity boys, where it's Lee Scott and Dadeville once again. This is their third meeting here this season. Warriors won the previous first two. They won 71-32 back on January 14th and 77-44 back on January 25th. And when you're looking at this Lee Scott team, they finished the regular season at 22-4, 5-1 in area play. The Dayville Tigers 2-17, 0-6 in region play. Coach, the scoring in this record does not necessarily reflect the athleticism that this Dayville team has. I just think Lee Scott matches up really, really well with them.
No, I agree with you completely. Was going to echo exactly what you just said. Watching this team, incredibly athletic, can play above the rim, going to be incredibly physical on defense. I've had the privilege to coach with some really great guys. Coach Wade, our offensive coordinator, Rick Wade, has a phrase that he says, and as you said, the record may not necessarily show it, but one thing he reminded us quite a bit when we felt like we were maybe in games that our guys may want to look past a little bit because the opponent's record doesn't look great, he would always remind us that great teams win the games that are winnable the way they're supposed to be won. And I think that's kind of the story of the girls. They accomplished that task, so now can the guys accomplish the same task?
For somebody that has a nice little shoe game, got to respect the shoe game of the Dadeville Tigers. The left shoe, like a mint green. The right shoe, a little bit more of a sunset orange throughout the entire lineup. So I know that's something you can respect on the hardwood as well.
I would make sure that I knew which shoe was the left shoe and which shoe was the right shoe. That is for sure.
Just about a minute and a half until we get underway with the starting lineups. And as we continue on in the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip off, we'll talk about some of the keys to the game tonight as they're presented by Jeffco Tran Funeral Home and Crematory, serving Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County since 1988. Very similar to the varsity girls side of things. Controlling the rebounding is the biggest thing, especially controlling the Lee Scott defensive rebounds. If you can hold Daveville to one possession on each time, or each time that they are on the offensive side of the basketball, that and forcing live ball turnovers and not forcing turnovers yourself. In region play, this Lee Scott Academy team shoots north of 48% from the floor. They average 58 points per game. They've gotten into the 70s both times against the Dadeville Tigers. And we're going to take a 2-minute break here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. We're going to get another anthem. We're going to get the starting lineups. And when we come back, we'll have opening tip between the Lee Scott Academy Warriors and the Dadeville Tigers inside Sanford Gymnasium when we come back. You're listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
It's Lee Scott Basketball Game Time. The opening tip-off is brought to you by Auburn Bank on Tiger Country 104.5.
As we wrap up the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip-off, we get you ready for opening tip here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Lee Scott and Dadeville ready to do battle. Lee Scott in their home whites. They're going left to right here in the first half on your radio dial. And as we all see it here on the home side inside Sanford Gymnasium, Dadeville wearing their road blacks, the gold stripes along the side in the gold, not quite shoulder pads, but right around the collar as well, and the gold numbers on the front and the back. They will be going right to left on your radio dial. Parker Wright and Kai Moss ready to do things off here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Game four, a trip to the area championship on the line. A couple dribbles by the head official, and we are underway. Parker Wright wins the tip, but the Tigers win the board. So they will start again, going right to left on your radio dial. Levi Childers out towards Jamari Creighton. Now a skip pass back to Childers. Could have gotten away with a travel. Hayden Harper, a poke steal in the lane. Right-handed layup. And just as he started, or just as he finished a couple of nights ago, gets on the scoring column here early in this first quarter. Kai Moss now to Jason Benford. He's able to respond right away. Both of these teams play very similar styles of offense. Want to get up and down the floor. Haley has the basketball on the left wing. The Tigers starting out in their 2-3 zone. Just underway, 1 minute gone by here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Hayden Harper, three, no good. The long rebound is with Jason Benford. Harper gambled on the steal, but nice job of recovery by the other Warriors. Childers Elbow jumper fadeaway. And he's able to bank it in. Tigers with a 4-2 advantage here early. Barrett Cook, catch and shoot, three in the corner, leaves it short. Able to get the offensive rebound, a spin towards the back, back towards the middle of the field. And he loses the handle of it. And Jamari Creighton corrals the rebound, and he's able to go coast to coast. Parks Myers now a Euro step, leaves the left-handed layup short. Tigers will slow things down. Tigers here early. They lead 6-2. 6.5 to play in the opening period. Moss almost gets called for the travel, but instead Parker Wright with the steal. Hayden Harper now goes coast to coast, and he lays it in with the right hand. Hayden Harper with all four for the Warriors. Barrett Cook now steals the inbounds pass, and the wide open left-handed layup is good. And as quickly as the Warriors give up the lead, the Warriors gain it right back, and the Tigers will take a timeout. We'll stay right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Coach, you can see the talent of this team early. Warriors just doing a really nice job after the ball goes through the rim on their offensive side, being able to set up that full court trap and create pressure early.
Somebody get this man some oxygen. My goodness gracious, Christian hasn't taken a breath yet. Hey, great job by them, not panicking, not often having teams get a four-point lead on us that fast and us staying in the press. Great job not panicking. Great job not fouling. Great job, Barrett Cook, missing a shot in the corner and following a shot, still crashing the board and giving us that opportunity secondary.
Again, this Lee Scott Academy team averages 58 points per game in region play, has a very impressive 2-1 assist to turnover ratio, average about 14 assists to only 7 turnovers per game, and again shoot 48% from the field in region play. Tigers able to break the press this time. Parker Wright tries to draw a charge, a nice Euro step inside with Levi Childers. Childers, he starts 2-for-2 on the night. Tigers regain the lead. They're out in front, 8-6, 5:40 to play. Barrett Cook, catch and shoot three. That one can't get it to go. Childers tries to save it under his own basket and is able to with the point guard Burns. Out to Levi Childers once again. Thought about the three, guarded by Barrett Cook. Now to Jason Benford at the top of the key. Back to Childers. He gets an on-ball screen. Burns didn't roll on the slip. Haley now gets a run out. Right-handed layup, gets it to go. Plus the foul, the hoop, and the harm. Lee Scott ties it, and the old-fashioned three-point play can give Gray Haley and the Warriors the lead.
Hey, great awareness, recognizing the trailer, getting his body up, staying strong in the air. Very tough to do, but a strong kid going up on the board right there.
Gray Haley's first points of the evening. So difficult to be running full speed. Slow your body down as the defense, you know, is closing in right behind you. But slow your momentum down. They're going to call a free throw lane violation on Parks Myers, it appears. So something you don't see called very often, especially not with north of 5 minutes in the first quarter. But they will keep it notched at 8. Gray Haley kicks the ball out of bounds. It will stay Tiger basketball. The five on the floor for the Warriors. Parker Wright, Hayden Harper, Barrett Cook, Parks Myers, and Gray Haley. Warriors quick to set up that full court trap. Tigers able to break it across half court. Now down to the left wing with Kai Moss. Now to the top of the key with Creighton. He's guarded by Barrett Cook all the way out past the volleyball line. Gets past Cook and the floater right around the volleyball line in the paint. He gets the shooter's touch to re-give the Tigers the lead. Park Myers now draws the foul as he was kicking it to Parker Wright. It's almost one of those times where you wish there were no whistle. Warriors had numbers, and Parker Wright had a very, very easy layup. But they're going to call a foul on the floor. So it'll be Warrior basketball inbounding. Hayden Harper standing on the A in Warriors. Barrett Cook, Gray Haley. Barrett Cook and Gray Haley will check out. Some confusion on some substitutions as Chapman Harris and Brooke Zachary, as well as Will Lyles, check into the game for the first time tonight. So it was Cook, Haley, and Myers who checked out. Harris, Lyles, and Zachary who check in. 4:50 to play in the opening period. Dadeville with a 10-8 advantage.
Feels a little bit like an Auburn University basketball game, seeing an official at the scorer's table talking. We got a technical foul. This was my assumption. I'm going to bet they left a player out of the scorebook. I think 34 came on for Dadeville. My assumption's going to be that he was not left on the book. That is a technical foul in high school. I do know that.
It's a good call because I do not have a number 34, so that's a good catch, partner. So it wasn't necessarily the sub on Brooke Zachary like we possibly thought that it was. Harper at the free throw line. He knocks down the first one. So we'll have a blank number 34 for at least the time being as Harper goes 2-for-2 on the technical free throws, and now the Warriors will keep possession. A big swing here early as it ties the game. It can possibly be a 4 or a 5-point possession for the Warriors. 4.5 to play in the opening period. Chapman Harris thought about the three. Now to Harper, now down low to Will Lyles. Cutting Hayden Harper, couldn't get it to go. Parker Wright, the weak side offensive rebound, out to Hayden Harper. His left corner three, and he buries it. So it is a 5-point possession for Lee Scott Academy. They now lead 13-10. Tigers in transition, should be a charge, is a charge. Parker Wright, you can see it set up all the way down the floor. And Parker Wright now leads the charge back down the length of the floor.
Man, it's amazing how you can see. You've got a team like Dable who's getting some shots to fall that I don't think we've been expected to have them fall. And something as careless as, and I know their coach is probably full of regret with it, but something as careless as leaving a player out of the book, just went from an inbound us down by two, has now turned into Tech up three inbound, and we got the ball coming back on the charge.
13-10, halfway through this opening period. Chapman Harris left wing three, that one too strong. Brooke Zachary there on the weak side offensive rebound. Now he sets a screen for Will Lyles. Hayden Harper has the ball, a crossover dribble out to Chapman Harris, pump fake. Works his way inside the paint through contact. They're going to call a travel. I didn't see it on my end, but they're going to get Harris 4 steps.
You know, there's a lot of question with what's a gather step and what's the first step.
3.5 to play in this opening period. Warriors lead is 3. They lead 13-10 over the 4-seed Dadeville Tigers, looking to make it to the area championship to take on the Glenwood Gators. Through contact, they're going to get Creighton with the and one opportunity. Creighton now with 6 already. They're going to call Chapman Harris on the shooting foul. And Creighton is able to knock down the free throw. 13 all here with 3:20 left in the first quarter. Chapman Harris, left-handed layup, strong side with the southpaw. He's able to avoid the contact and lays it in with the left hand. Warriors reclaim the lead 15-13. Brooke Zachary now with the steal, right-handed layup on the left side. And Brooke Zachary into the scoring column. Lee Scott 17-13, now a 3-on-2 transition opportunity for the Tigers. Harper gets a piece of the pass, layup no good, a fight for the rebound, and now a jump ball should be called, and possession arrow will give it to Lee Scott. Nice job by the Warriors playing with physicality and playing with tempo, but under control here in this opening period. 2:48 remaining in the first. Hayden Harper will dribble the ball across the timeline. Tigers continuing their 2-3 zone. Lyles has it at the top of the key. Now Zachary tries to find Cord. Zellner saw what he had, but a defender on the far side gets a piece of it, and they're going to say that it was out off Cord Zellner. I thought it was clearly out on one of the Tigers. They will say that it's Dadeville Tiger basketball.
Yeah, hey, Brooks had a good look right there. I think he was expecting Cord just to go a little bit earlier. Gotta love seeing these guys attacking in, especially two guys coming off the bench both ways.
17-13, Lee Scott Academy out in front of the Dadeville Tigers. 2.5 to play in this opening period. Levi Childers with the basketball and now kicks it to Creighton. A step-in three by Jason Benford. Too short off the front of the rim. Nice rebound by Cord Zeltner. Chapman Harris with the outlet pass, and we're off and running. Will Lyles down and towards the baseline. Chapman Harris thought about the three. Now Will Lyles, he'll catch and shoot it, and he knocks it down. Will Lyles, the catch and shoot demon in the near corner. We saw him go off for 9 points in about 40 seconds the other night against Glenwood. 9 points, three threes in three possessions. Number four, Will Lyles lighting it up from deep. Warriors now lead by a touchdown. They lead 20-13, under 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. Creighton trying to pressure his way into the teeth of the defense. Kicks it off of, or bounces it off of his foot. Another turnover forced by this Lee Scott defense.
You know, one thing you see with a lot of teams, when they feel the press and they feel the defense sprinting to them quickly, they feel like the only natural response is to fight fire with fire and go faster. And sometimes going faster and faster and faster when that's not your MO can be a little bit damaging to what you're trying to do as an identity.
Wyatt Watley with the basketball. He's checked into the contest for the first time tonight. Chapman Harris now down the court. Zellner, Will Lyles, catch and shoot three, right wing. That one too strong off the back iron. A nice tip out from Barrett Cook. Chapman Harris thought about the three. Cook will take it. That one couldn't get it to go either, and they're going to call an over-the-back foul, I believe, on Chapman Harris. Didn't see too much contact there, but they will get Harris on the over-the-back foul. 20-13. A high-scoring, fast-paced, back-and-forth game through the first 6.5 minutes. Lee Scott Warriors out in front, 20-13 here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. They're going to call another foul. That time they're going to get Parks Myers. They're letting some physicality go, but then ones like that that has absolutely no effect on the play, they're seeming to take the whistle out of their pocket.
Yeah, you saw him do it with Brooks down here in the corner right there with Parks.
Well, this time, okay, so it's actually an offensive foul on the Tigers. I didn't see that either.
I didn't either. I thought they pointed at Parks and checked Parks out. So good call on you, man.
Barrett Cook now to the short corner reverse layup. Actually throws it back with the right hand on the near side. But he's able to knock it down. He has four in the contest. Warriors lead is 9 with 60 seconds to play in the opening period. Levi Childers goes in for a layup. Will Lyles gets a poke steal from behind. And now a wrestle for the basketball with Benford and Parks Myers. They'll call a tie-up. Possession arrow keeps it on this side of the floor with the Tigers. But Coach, you're right. Sometimes when you're a team that goes a little bit faster than you, you try and speed everything up. You speed up your decision-making. You speed up your shots. You speed up your passes. And more times than not, that works into the favor of the opponent. Catch and shoot three from Burns off the inbound pass. And he knocks it down, trims the lead down to 6. 22-16, 44 seconds and counting. Barrett Cook spins his way inside, finds a cutting Will Lyles, and I think he's going to get called for steps. Instead, they're going to call a blocking foul. Warriors benefit off that call. You'll happily take it. I think Will Lyles got away with one there. After a discussion, one of the referees and the coach, I think about who to sub in. And that is the fifth foul for the Tigers here in this first period. So at 37.6, Will Lyles will head to the stripe. Knocks down the front end. Does Lyles. He now has four in the contest. Gray Haley will check into the game for Barrett Cook.
Just another rule clarification. Just because I've seen it happen before. 34 for Dable checks into the game. It is only a one-time technical. It's not an every substitution technical. So just for...
That'd be awesome.
Just for the Jeopardy fan or Niffer's trivia fan, it is just a one-time call.
Ball gets down low to number 34. Right-handed layup won't go. Gray Haley with the rebound. He's getting hacked with the steal now with the Tigers. And now Gray Haley will get called for the shooting foul with 22.9 remaining in the first period. Brett Haley came down with that rebound and was in the cylinder, throwing his elbows, but was just getting grabbed and held. But the unnamed 34 heads to the free throw line. He's too strong on the first one. We'll try to get the name of the Tiger. Goes 0 for 2 from the free throw line, but the Tigers. Actually, referee pointed one way, then points back the other way. So it's Warrior basketball. Under 20 seconds to play in the first period. Will Lyles throws it back to Parker Wright, who's unable to corral it. Now into the hands of Wyatt Watley. Crossover dribble, pump fake. Now to the corner, and Will Lyles with 7, with 6, with 5. Skip pass to Parks Myers in the left hand. Couldn't get the bucket to go, but he's hacked on the way up with 0.8 remaining in the first quarter. About as efficient as you could get. You were holding for one possession. And Parks Myers heads to the free throw line with under a second to play in the first quarter.
Hey, you see Dave will come out with a surprise kind of full court press trap look right there. So just something to kind of keep in mind when we come back out that break at the end of this first quarter.
First free throw from Parks Myers. He's able to knock it down. 25-16, Warriors looking to go up double digits. That one too strong off the back iron. Court Zellner flips it over his head. Oh, my goodness. We would have been contacting SportsCenter had that one gone in. But the Warriors do a nice job of answering the early run from the Dadeville Tigers through 8 minutes of play. Warriors 25, the Tigers of Dadeville 16. We'll be back in 60 seconds with the start of the second quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Warrior basketball to get the second quarter started. Hayden Harper catch and shoot three off the off-ball screen, and he knocks it down. Hayden Harper now with 12 in the contest. Warriors lead is 12, 28-16. Kai Moss will draw contact on the left-handed layup. He'll earn his way to the free throw line. Just underway here in the second quarter. Christian Griffin and Coach Jacob Osment with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. One of the referees was trying to say it was a foul on the floor. He definitely was in the act of shooting. Sanford Gymnasium continuing to file in here. Student section to our left. The Dadeville Tigers traveled well as well. They are to our right. First free throw off the backboard is good. Coach, I didn't know that banks were... We're open at this hour, approaching 8 o'clock, but able to knock that one down. Hopefully they'll grant the favor for us as well. Second free throw rattles in and out. Gray Haley with the rebounds. It's Gray Haley, Barrett Cook, Hayden Harper, Parks Myers, and Parker Wright, the five on the floor for the Warriors, who lead by 11. Down into the short corner with Parker Wright. Now Parks Myers, a lot of contact, no whistle. Parks Myers' second chance opportunity won't go, and the Tigers are able to clear it. Levi Childers catch and shoot jumper right at the free throw line, and he banks in another one. Parks Myers driving into the short corner. Gray Haley thought about the three on the right wing. Parks Myers now gets inside. Back to Gray Haley. Kick out three. That one rattles in and out. Barrett Cook a fight for the rebound. He's unable to corral it. Tigers with a hot start here in the second quarter. Trim the lead back to single digits. Creighton now works his way inside. Parker Wright tries to draw a charge. This time they decide to let it play out. And he banks in the floater. Parks Myers now down inside. They're going to call this time a foul on the floor. That's the one you let go because of cutting. Parks Myers has the easiest layup in the world.
Not a dig at Parks whatsoever, but got a guy like Parks driving in against some guys against Dable that have quite a bit of mass to them. And again, Parks is bouncing off him like a pinball. They're not letting the call. And then again, like you said, that cut right there is just right there available, and they do call it. So,
Tigers now in a man-to-man defense. Hayden Harper spins his way back to the middle of the floor, and he will earn a trip to the free throw line. That's why you have so much confidence in this Lee Scott Warriors squad, because even with a run by one of the opponents, this team is able to work their way into the paint and to the free throw line so, so well. And there's nothing like two free throws to extend your lead that can really silence a run and momentum by the opposing squad. Hayden Harper is able to knock down the front end. Harper averages 19.8 points per game, leading this Warrior squad. Mr. 1,000 for the Warriors. He's already up to 13 tonight. Extends the lead back to 8. Now couldn't extend it back to 9. Barrett Cook with the offensive rebound. Left-handed layup won't go again through a lot of contact. Gray Haley, third chance opportunity. Couldn't get it to go. But another chance to the free throw line to continue to add the lead, this time for Gray Haley. We talked about a battle of the boards in the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip-off. And so far, Warriors have done a really nice job, especially on the offensive end. First free throw from Gray Haley. Can't get it to go. Can't get the second one to go down. So Warriors go 1-for-4 from the free throw line that time down the floor, and then they're going to call a foul on Barrett Cook as he was fighting for the rebound. A reminder that today's game is presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. You can check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. 6:05 to play in the second period. Warriors with an 8-point lead. They lead 29-21 here at home. Ball into the far corner now to a cutting Tiger. Hayden Harper goes straight up, but they're going to call a shooting foul. Harper kept his hands up for 2 or 3 seconds following the whistle. But the Tigers will head back to the free throw line.
I'm hoping the official's about to change it at the table, but he definitely was holding up a three as if the foul was on Parker Wright. I just want to indicate that. But he's talking to Hayden as if he called the foul. So I'm going to assume they've got the call correct at the table. But there is a lot of looks going around back and forth between some of our guys on the books. Could be something interesting to look at down the road.
First free throw is good. Second one, can't get it to go. Haley wins the rebound. Hayden Harper gets the outlet pass, and he turns on the Jets. Inside out layup following the Euro step. And he's able to knock it down. He has all six for the Warriors here in this second quarter. The speed of number two in white as Parks Myers gets the steal, throws it ahead to Gray Haley. Warriors have numbers. Gray Haley, left-handed layup. That won't go. Will Lyles, offensive rebound. And they don't decide to blow the whistle there. Second chance opportunity won't go. Tigers with the basketball. They have it at the free throw line, guarded by Parker Wright. Now down low. They're going to call a push foul on Parker Wright. Cord Zellner will check into the contest as Parker Wright will take a seat. Tigers inbound the basketball now into the short corner with Cord Jefferson. Now back to the top of the key in Jason Benford. Skip pass to Creighton, guarded by Parks Myers. Tries to go baseline. Nice closeout defense by Parks Myers. Ball gets tipped out by Cord Zellner. It will stay with the Tigers. 4:59 remaining in the third quarter. Minutes and counting here in the second quarter.
Same inbound look both times from the baseline with David with that four wide double set stack screen when they wrap around. See if they come back to anything new, or maybe Coach Johnson kind of gets a lid on that pretty quick.
Layup goes for Burns, and now the layup on the other end for Hayden Harper won't go. Tigers now in transition. They have it on the left block. Should have been a 3-second count. Kick out three, and Burns knocks it down. Burns now with eight in the contest, and they call a foul on Gray Haley as well. I'm as confused as you are, partner. Not sure if it, I believe it might have been called on Kai Moss because it's Warrior basketball. Parks Myers catch and shoot on the right wing, and he knocks it down. Myers, his first triple of the contest. Warriors lead back up to seven. 4.5 to play in the second quarter. It might have been a foul on Kai Moss. A fight for the basketball gets thrown off of Parks Myers. Brooke Zachary will check into the contest. It was Kai Moss, if you remember, if you were tuned in here on Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, or the Radio Alabama app, that had the extracurriculars well after the game was over. When the Warriors traveled to Dadeville, shoved Griffin Gaston in the back. In the final 2.8 seconds, they decided to not even play because of the technical foul and the ejection. Elbow jumper no good for the Tigers. Will Lyles will slow things up. Warriors lead is a touchdown. And then Lyles, you can see his teammates telling him to slow everything down. Tries to kick it to Parks Myers, but it was well past the outstretched arm of number 11 into the second row of the bleachers. An unforced error, a costly turnover, gives the ball back to the Tigers. And they're going to call a travel on Burns on the inbounds as he drug his feet trying to find somebody to pass it to.
Yeah, Coach Johnson talking to Will coming off the court, just reminding him, man, don't get so right-hand heavy, saying you got two guys over here on the left side. Let's keep it moving around like we're used to doing.
Hayden Harper, Brooke Zachary, Wyatt Watley, Parks Myers, and Cord Zellner, the five in white for Coach William Johnson. They lead 34-27. Motion offense right now for the Warriors, getting Hayden Harper downhill, and they're going to call a hand check foul. I believe they're going to get Creighton on the foul, and that's the fifth team foul, I believe. If the scoreboard updates correctly, it will. It will be the fifth foul on the Tigers here in this second quarter. So for the final 3:34, any common foul, and the Lee Scott Warriors will be able to extend their lead at the stripe. Harper, who stands so calm and confident at the free throw line, knocks down the first one. He had nine in the first. He has seven here in the second. Second free throw is on the way, and neither free throw hits the rim. Warriors continue to extend their lead back up to nine. Every time Dadeville goes on a little bit of a run and you feel like things are about to get close, Lee Scott does a nice job of responding. Burns, catch and shoot three, this time in the corner. You got to find where number zero is at all times. He's hurt you. He's now in double figures for the Tigers. Lead trend back down to six. Parks Myers goes short corner. Kick to Wyatt Watley. Out to Hayden Harper, and he knocks it down. A nice selfless play from Wyatt Watley making the extra pass. You continue to feed the hot hand. Hayden Harper, my goodness, with 20 already here in this first half. Burns with the basketball at the volleyball extended line. They throw it down to the free throw line now to Levi Childers. Now back to Burns. Now to Creighton. Catch and shoot three in the corner. Won't go. Parks Myers with the long rebound. Could have been a foul. No call. Kick out. Hayden Harper for three. You know the result. Hayden Harper, my goodness. The epitome of a one-man run, a one-man heat check. Number two in white, feeling it here tonight in the area semifinal. Warriors lead back up to 12. It was six before the Harper back-to-back triples. Burns thought about the three, guarded well by Hayden Harper. Levi Childers will try his luck from deep. No good. Brooke Zachary, the weak side rebound. He kicks it to Wyatt Watley, who gives it to Hayden Harper, and everybody gets out of the way. Now back to Wyatt Watley. Now Parks Myers. Harper's wide open in the corner if they can find him. They are able to. Thought he was going to take it. Decided not to. Now back to Parks Myers. Crossover dribble. Left hand. Can't go. Brooke Zachary. Offensive rebound. Now a fight for the basketball. He still comes away with it. Where's the foul? So much contact. They finally decide to blow a whistle. Brooke Zachary fighting for what felt like a second, third, fourth, fifth chance opportunity. But now number 12 in white. We'll have the chance at two at the free throw line.
By no means am I saying we need to beg for foul calls. But if the jersey's getting stretched, it's okay to blow the whistle, I promise.
They're already tank tops, but if they turn into the gym t-shirts with the entire sides wide open on either side. First free throw from Zachary.
You're referencing the shirt you were jogging in this morning, correct?
Correct, okay. Yes. First free throw, no good. Zachary able to split the pair. He has three now in the contest. Warriors lead is a baker's dozen. 90 seconds to play in the second quarter. Warriors in a bit of a 1-2-2 half-court zone. And they're going to call him for steps. It's not a travel. they're gonna call him for it. But it was just a split the defense. Not necessarily a smart shot, an ill-advised shot, but it was going to turn into an 18-foot floater. Warriors, the benefit of the call, 1:15 remaining in the second quarter. Harper all the way out to the half-court stripe. Out to Wyatt Watley, his catch-and-shoot triple. That one, too strong. Defensive rebound with Childers. They blow a foul on Brooke Zachary, or they call it on Parks Myers, who was not even a part of the rebound. I don't know. At times they let the game get really physical, and times when they feel like don't feel like it has too much to do with the actual game. There were only three fouls for the Warriors. Now it says five, so now they're trying to discuss how many fouls, because if that was the fifth, then the Tigers will shoot two.
Yeah, not a criticism here, just observation. One thing we saw in the Glenwood games, that when we ended the regular season area game with Glenwood, is there was the officials would make a really quick call, and then they'd have to get back together on occasion, maybe not being completely confident in the foul call numerals that they were going with. Would love to see them continue to kind of pick up on that, just so it establishes confidence in the fans and the players that everything's still nice and firm and under control.
And again, you don't necessarily ask for a game to be called tightly, a tight whistle or a loose whistle. You're just asking for consistency on both ends, so that way, again, the coaches, the fans, and most importantly, the players know exactly what they can get away with, what they can't get away with, how the game is going to be called. When you have a little bit of inconsistency, it adds a little bit of confusion. Burns is short on the first free throw. 43. But again, the quarterback, Pelzer Reeves, patrols the offense, now patrolling our cables and our extension cords, making sure that nothing gets unplugged. But it's Warriors 46, Dadeville Tigers 33, 0.2 seconds here before halftime. Watley had three free throws, and he's unable to convert on the first two. There's 0.2 seconds. on the clock, and Whatley is able to knock down the third. Tigers will inbound the basketball, and that is how the first half will come to a close. 47-33, your score, Lee Scott Academy out in front of the Dadeville Tigers here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. We'll take a break here, come back, dive into the first half stats. Talk about what you need to know for tonight's game and hopefully the Tuesday night games as well. Warriors 47, Tigers 33 after 16 minutes of play. We'll welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
44-37, Lee Scott Academy out in front of the Dadeville Tigers through 16 minutes of play. We welcome you in to the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report here on Tiger Country 104.5. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them on the web at theorthoclinic.com. If you are tuning in on YouTube or Facebook or on Tiger Country 104.5, apologies. Our system got unplugged. Not going to throw any blame on anywhere, but the cord does run to the away side of things, and there were some jokes being made on that far side of things. But we're back and running right now. I believe Facebook is live still. YouTube might have gone out on us, so we might have to go Facebook only. I'm going to take a break here in just a minute. We're going to go back and try and make sure that everything gets working. I'm going to throw it to Coach Jacob Osment for some of the first half stats. They're brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station.
All right, partner, hey, let's get some totals knocked out really quick. I'm just going to run down numerically straight down the benches. Let's start with Tigers from Dadeville. Number zero, Burns, leading score right now with 11. Kai Moss with one. Benford with two. We've got Levi Childers with six. And then number five, Jamari Creighton with nine. And then our unnamed number 34 picking up a point from the stripe. Going for the Warriors from Lee Scott. Hayden Harper leading the way with 23. A lot of help across the bench tonight. Lots of numbers. Gray Haley with two. William Lyles with five. Chapman Harris quieter than a normal Chapman Harris night, but willing to pick up in the second half. He's got two. Wyatt Whiteley picked up one at the stripe. Parks Myers with four. Brooke Zachary with three. And Barrett Cook picking up four. The bigger story is keeping an eye on the foul trouble with a couple of those dare we say, streaky approaches of lots of fouls being called and then some moments where there's a little more body contact, a lot of body checks going after loose balls, where some of our guys are maybe sitting a little on their heels, not totally sure on the aggressiveness that they can go with, what's being called, what's not. And like I said, a couple clarifications being made at the table on what number is being correctly called on the players, making sure hopefully once we get down towards the finish line of this game that we can make sure that we don't have anybody fouling out with inaccurate numbers, because I think we did see that potentially with a situation where we maybe had a foul call in the girls' game last week. I won't bring it up because I'm not going to do it too much, but maybe somebody gets called for a foul and actually the other person was the one that committed the foul. So looking at those stats right now, again, 47-33, Lee Scott leads at the half. And Christian, throw it back to you, man.
Yeah, those halftime stats again. Thank you, Coach. Brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. We'll take a quick break here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Come back, and we'll talk about what the Warriors need to do here in this second half to play for an area championship on Tuesday evening. All of that and more when we come back. You're listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
Just about ready for the second half tip-off of tonight's action. Warriors with a 47-33 lead through 16 minutes of play. Christian Griffin and Coach Jacob Osmond here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. A reminder, the second half tip-off of tonight's action is brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. They're celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street right across from the Auburn University campus. It's the Tigers that get the ball to start the third quarter. They're now going left to right on your radio dial. And as we see it here in the home section inside Sanford Gymnasium, the Tigers in their road blacks with the gold stripes going down the side. Warriors in their home whites. As Parker Wright gets a steal, outlets it to Hayden Harper. Parks Myers now down low into the short corner. Gray Haley, Barrett Cook, catch and shoot three. He knocks it down. Barrett Cook had four in the first half. He gets the scoring started for the Warriors here in this third quarter. Extends the lead to 17. Layup won't go. Goes off the hands of a Dadeville Tiger as Gray Haley was fighting for it. It's Warrior basketball. Hayden Harper with 23 points in the first half. Looking to get things going here in the third. He has the basketball at the top of the key. Able to get his 2 feet inside the paint. A skip pass down low to Parker Wright. I think they're going to call a 3-second count. They're actually going to call William Johnson for a timeout. Smart. He's able to get it just in time. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
Don't know if that timeout could have come at a better time, because I'm honestly going to say when I heard the whistle, I thought they had Parker on a push-off trying to get out of there. I think he had all five guys from Dable surrounding him at that point.
50-33. 7 minutes to play, just underway here in this third quarter. Before we go any further, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Lee Scott Sports Network.
Tiger Country 104.5 is WAUE HD2 Waverly and W283DQ Auburn Opelika.
Tiger Country 104.5.
50-33. Warriors have the lead and the basketball. Hayden Harper catch and shoot three. Too strong. Barrett Cook with the rebound. Nobody picks him up. His three-pointer in the far corner. That one can't get rattled home. And the Tigers with the rebound. They clear it. They have the basketball in the short corner. Pull-up jumper from Jamari Clayton. No good. Gray Haley with the rebound out to Hayden Harper. He'll slow things down for a second or two. They'll run the offense here with 6.5 to play in the third quarter. Down low to Gray Haley. He gets double teamed. Now down low to Parker Wright. And this time they are going to call a 3-second violation. That was down to Parker Wright. He kicked it to Haley, but I don't think ever reset. And as soon as Haley kicked it right back to him, they're going to call him for 3 seconds in the paint. Tigers take the ball across the timeline. Try and bounce pass, pocket pass it down. And Parker Wright is right there to intercept it. Ball gets poked away, but they're going to say that it was out off of a Tiger. Warrior basketball, 6-12. to play here in this third quarter. Something the Warriors did so well in the first half, something they're going to continue to have to do here in the second. The battle of the boards continuing to dominate the glass. Parks Myers, left-handed layup. Parker Wright playing that passing position in the short corner, the middle of that 2-3 zone, wide open. This time Barrett Cook with a steal. He's able to find Parker Wright, who slows things down. He'll give it to Hayden Harper. 52-33, 5.5 to play in the third quarter. Hayden Harper tries to kick it down to Parker Wright, but it gets intercepted. Number 4, Childress, has nowhere to go with it. In and out dribble, he decides to pull it. Contested jumper, no good. Second chance opportunity. And Kai Moss is able to lay it in with the right hand. 52-35, 5 minutes to play in this third quarter. You can tell the emphasis for Coach William Johnson is feeding the ball down low. Definitely not something to complain about, but you've seen a couple of times now with the Warriors getting trapped down low or a couple of bad passes. Hayden Harper protecting the ball like a football. They're going to call a travel. He took 2 steps and kicked it to the corner. The referee has called both Warriors and Tigers for steps multiple times. And gets another victim there. Approaching the 5-minute mark here in this third quarter. 52-35. Could have been a travel there. No call. Good defense. Gray Haley. Not enough, however, as Jason Benford is able to lay it in. He has 4 now in the contest. 2 in each half. Barrett Cook has the basketball at the top of the key. Now to Parks Myers at the free throw line. He's able to split the defense. Passes it down low. Parker Wright, pump fake. Didn't think he needed it. Instead, it gave the defense time to get back into position. Right-handed layup won't go. And the Tigers now will slow things down in the half court. Childers with the basketball. Now Benford thought about the 3. He'll dribble back up to the top of the key. Warriors a 15-point lead with 4.5 to play in the third quarter. Clayton guarded by Hayden Harper at the left elbow. A step through is short. Hayden Harper with the long rebound. 3-on-2 transition opportunity. Hayden Harper finds Parks Myers, who is cutting on the left side, and he lays it in. Beautiful 3-on-2 transition offense for the Warriors. Harper running the middle of the floor. Parks Myers on the right, or on the left. Barrett Cook on the right. And Harper able to find Parks Myers, who lays it in. 54-37, Warriors lead halfway through this third quarter. The Dable Tiger coach once and gets a full timeout. We'll take one with them here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 54-37, we'll be back in 60 seconds on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Goldhinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Dayton Tiger basketball approaching the 3.5-minute mark here in this third quarter. Burns thought about the catch and shoot, guarded tightly by Parks Myers in the far corner. Tries to skip past it, but it's intercepted by Brooke Zachary. Left-handed layup. He lays it in. Brooke Zachary able to play that safety position. Now Hayden Harper gets a steal on the inbounds pass. No way you call a charge. They're going to call a flop warning instead, and he lays it in with the right hand, does Hayden Harper. Got really concerned there with how quick the whistle was. Usually it comes after the ball is dead. But instead, Hayden Harper with a chance at the 3-point play. 58-37, 3.5 to play here in the third quarter. A great night so far inside Samford Gymnasium. Harper leaves the free throw short. And Clayton with the rebound. They kick it to the far corner with Levi Childers. And the free throw line hits the pole. That holds the backboard from the ceiling. It's out of bounds on the Tigers. It will be Warrior basketball. But again, Lee Scott on the varsity girls side of things took care of business against the Dadeville Tigers. They won that one 60-35. Brooke Zachary now Euro step inside handed layup on the left side. Back-to-back buckets from Zachary. He has 4 here in the second half. Warriors continue to extend the lead. They now lead 60-37.
You know, it's something we saw kind of first, early second quarter, kind of a lingering 6-7 point lead. And really with every quarter, we've kind of seen that compounded by another 6-7 points. So we've seen it continue to grow. Hopefully we can just continue to stay on the gas a little bit and just continue to smother like we're doing right now.
Brooke Zachary gets a steal through a lot of contact. Shot gets blocked. They won't blow the whistle, but they'll say that it stays Warrior basketball under their own basket. 2:58 to play in the third quarter. Again, Warriors on the varsity girls side of things defeat the Dadeville Tigers 60-35. Clark Ivett with 19, Haynes Kesey with 13, and Sydney Dunlap with 17. The big three for the Warriors. Wyatt Watley, catch and shoot three, can't go. Brooke Zachary, offensive rebound, and as quickly as he comes down to the ground, rises right back up. Zachary now with 6 in the third. Warriors lead is 25. Well, Lyles gets a swat from behind. Denies the right-handed layup of Jason Benford. 2:37 to play in the third quarter. Burns with the basketball at the top of the key. Now to the left elbow. Start of the fourth quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Apologies for any technical difficulties that we've had. Hadn't had any throughout the entire course of the year and had two tonight here in this second half. 63-46, Lee Scott out in front. Hayden Harper at the free throw line. He's able to get the first, couldn't get the second. And he dives after the basketball. They're going to say that Hayden Harper was laying on the baseline. It will be Tiger basketball going left to right on your radio dial. And definitely an unpopular opinion here inside Samford Gymnasium. Just underway. Harper almost gets a steal and dives into the scorer's table. It'll stay Tiger basketball. But again, 63-46. Just 10 seconds have gone by here in this fourth quarter. Hopefully everything back to good now. We appreciate everybody for tuning in, whether it's Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, the Radio Alabama app, or the live streams as well. Lee Scott and Dadeville doing battle. Varsity girls already took care of business as the far corner three from Levi Childers is no good. Parker Wright rips down the rebounds. Parks Myers now in the near corner, back out to Hayden Harper. He'll slow things down and set up the offense. Skip pass to Barrett Cook. Thought about the three, works his way inside, and through contact will lay it in with the right hand. And now a lazy pass gets stolen by Parker Wright. Barrett Cook has it on the right wing, works his way inside the paint once again. Can't get the layup to go, but he's hacked as he hits the ground hard, able to get off under his own power. Number 23 in white, Barrett Cook, will head to the free throw line to shoot two. Every time that Dadeville seems to go on a little bit more of a run, the Warriors find a way to respond. Dadeville went on a big run to end the third quarter. And so far, here in this fourth, the Warriors have done a nice job at least slowing the momentum down. Lead extended back up to 20 as Barrett Cook hits the front end. Cook knocks down both free throws, 67 46, a three-on-one transition opportunity. Beautiful job by Parks Myers. You can see him put his head down at the opposite three-point line and like a track sprinter, sprinted all the way down inside the paint and was able to just enough get a finger on the basketball to knock it out of bounds. It'll stay a Tiger basketball. Now at the top of the key with Childers. Should have been called for a travel. Everybody's calling for it. No whistle. As Clayton works his way downside, Childers, the pump fake, elbow jumper off the glass is in.
You know, something to be said about a call when you got players from both teams kind of giggling during the play, talking about that potential travel call there.
As Barrett Cook now splits the defense. He'll draw contact once again, heads right back to the free throw line. First free throw is good. Barrett Cook now with 5 points here in this fourth quarter. Lead extends back to 20. Lee Scott 68. The Dadeville Tigers 48. Cook knocks down both free throws. Once again, 4 for 4 from the stripe here in this fourth quarter. Warriors now running a full court trap. Tigers able to break it. And now a travel by the Tigers right at the LSA logo. Thought it was going to go without being called. A late whistle, but a correct call. And the Warriors will take over. 69-48, 6.5 to play in the fourth quarter. Hayden Harper quick across half court, but they'll slow things down. Now ball gets stolen, but Parks Myers is able to recover. Gets inside the paint. Left-handed layup. It is beautiful just how you draw it up. If you're Coach William Johnson and this offense, not necessarily pretty, but you'll happily take the result. Warriors now lead 71-58. Jason Benford able to respond right away on the other end of the floor, and back and forth we go. Haley has the basketball. Euro step, inside layup. He gets it to go. Beautiful move from Gray Haley on the left side of the rim with the right hand, a little English on it. And now Benford step in three. That one too strong. Barrett Cook the rebounds. Approaching the 5.5 minute mark here in this fourth quarter. Nobody picks up Hayden Harper. His catch and shoot on the left wing is no good. Haley with the offensive rebound. Through contact, the layup and the foul. Gray Haley showing all the moves in the backpack right now. Back-to-back buckets. He's got 4 points. And now a trip to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Just like that, lead extended back to 70 or to 25. They lead 75-50. Do the Warriors? Will Lyles, Chapman Harris, Wyatt Watley, and Cord Zellner will check into the contest. Brooke Zachary at the scorer's table, ready to check in for Gray Haley. If he's able to knock down the free throw, he does. A little 5-0 run from Gray Haley in 30 seconds. A nice ovation for number one as he makes his way to the bench. Brooke Zachary, as I mentioned, will check in. 5.5 to play in this fourth quarter. Walking up the half-court line is Creighton. First chance won't go. He's able to get it back off the front of the rim. And Jamari Creighton will lay it in. His first points of the second half. He had 9 in the first, or 9 in the second quarter. His first points now coming in the fourth. Brooke Zachary splits the teeth of the defense. A nice pocket pass down low. Cord Zellner was standing on the left block wide open, and he lays it in. Zellner now in the scoring column. Benford with a catch and shoot three on the left wing. He's able to respond. And the Dable coach will take a timeout. It'll be a full timeout here, so we will take one with them. 4:52 remaining in the contest. Warriors well on their way, but Dadeville not quite going away. 78-55, Warriors with the lead. We'll be back with the back half of the fourth quarter when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
'78-55 Warriors with a 23-point lead halfway through this fourth and hopefully final quarter inside Samford Gymnasium. Lee Scott had to call a timeout coming back from the Dadeville timeout as the Tigers, they don't show it very often, but it's been rather effective tonight when they have the full court press that they're continuing to set up. Wyatt Whatley, the inbounder, bounce passes at the Chapman Harris, a quick trap at the three-point line, able to find Brooke Zachary. Back to Chapman Harris, and now numbers one way. Will Lyles wide open. Instead, it's Wyatt Whatley, his catch-and-shoot three, well too strong. Lyles, the offensive rebound, and now a tug on the back of the jersey from Jason Benford as Wyatt Whatley was trying to track down the board. That official was right on that call, and he wanted everybody to know that he was right there.
Somebody told him what I was saying earlier, I'm pretty sure. He made sure to get that number right.
Wyatt Whatley. Now that was the fifth team foul for the Tigers here in this fourth period. Whatley heads to the free throw line, unable to knock down the first one. It's one thing you can't afford to do if you're the Dadeville Tigers as you're trying to work your way back into this contest. Foul count 5-0. Halfway through this fourth quarter. So any common foul going forward, Warriors will be at the stripe. Whatley goes 0-2. And quick back the other way are the Tigers. Now to Benford. He's unable to save it. It goes right into the hands of Wyatt. Whatley back down the length of the floor. Will Lyles catch and shoot three. Too strong. Cord Zellner was ready for it to go off the rim. Instead, it doesn't hit anything and goes off of his kneecap. Out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball with 4:22. To play in the fourth quarter. An up-tempo, low-scoring, and slow on the game clock as well. Left-handed layup, no good. Kai Moss smokes it. Now Brooke Zachary going the other way. He loses it on the way up. And Burns with the rebound. Moss now to Creighton. And they're able to lay it in transition. Creighton now with 4 points here in this fourth quarter. 78-57 now, under four to play here in the fourth quarter. Warriors right now, eat as much time as you can. No shot clock, nothing you have to worry about. Beautiful basketball right there. Cord Zellner went to go set the screen, and instead of making contact, instead slipped right to the middle of the floor. And they're able to find him. Cord Zellner now with two buckets here in this fourth quarter. Benford now with a couple pump fakes. He loses it on the way up. Childers. Floater can't get it to go. Will Lyles with the rebound. Wyatt Whatley now with the basketball. They're going to call him for steps. He saw the middle of the paint wide open. Just forgot to put the ball on the floor beforehand. 80-57. Lee Scott out in front of the Dadeville Tigers. The area semifinal matchup 1-4. Lee Scott, after winning the coin toss, able to host all the games here tonight and on Tuesday night. Varsity girls have already made their way into the area championship. Lee Scott boys well on their way. Under 3 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Burns, pull-up jumper, no good. And they're going to call an offensive foul. Going for the rebound, they're going to call it on Kai Moss. It was Chapman Harris who had really good positioning. And Moss pushed Chapman Harris to the ground. Actually, it was Chapman Harris that they, or I'm sorry, it was Brooke Zachary. They pushed to the ground. So Zachary will shoot two. Zachary short on the first one. Second free throw is on the way that time. He's able to knock it home, so he splits the pair at the free throw line, does Brooke Zachary. Naval Tigers now quick in transition. Could have been an offensive foul with the Tigers trying to set a screen on Cord Zeltner. Jumper won't go for the Tigers. Rebound. A fight for the basketball. They'll say that it goes off the hands of Cord Zeltner. Creighton, the inbound man, almost the five count. They're able to find Burns on the right wing, guarded by Brooke Zachary. They kick it down low, then kick it back up to the top of the key. And Jamari Creighton is able to knock down the triple. 2.5 to play here inside Sanford Gymnasium. The Warriors' lead is 21. Wyatt Watley holding up the fist with his left arm, kicks it to Zeltner, now to Chapman Harris. Now back to Brooke Zachary, who stands at the logo at half court. Now down to Will Lyles. Now to Chapman Harris. The Warriors content with just eating clock right now, but instead Chapman Harris turns it over. And a foul on Brooke Zachary in high school. Not a bad foul. There's no clear path foul like there is in the NBA. So not a bad foul at all, as that's only your first of this fourth quarter to stop any possible transition fast break opportunity. Under 2 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Pick and roll game on the left elbow. They're going to get Will Lyles on a personal foul. I think the ball got stripped and he just came away with it. Ball hit him in the chest and he just picked it up. But instead, we will... They caught it on Brooke Zachary again. Wow. Again, this fourth quarter, it's been up-tempo, it's been high-paced. Feels like it's taken as long as the first three quarters combined.
It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Kind of an episode of the Twilight Zone for a little bit.
81-60. Warriors well on their way. Second free throw is good for the Tigers. Lead trimmed. 220. Will Lyles will bring the ball up across half court. Now to Wyatt Watley. Thought about the three. Now Euro steps his way inside. Layup won't go. Zeltner with the offensive rebound. And Brooke Zachary with a full head of steam. He will lay it in. Coach, you know it better than most. That's a man you don't get in front of when he's got his shoulder square and he's running downhill.
If you do get in front of him, be prepared for him to be on top of you at the end of it as well.
And now an offensive foul on Chapman Harris, as they're saying that he pushed off and got contact to the head of one of the Daveville Tigers players. Clayton Burns will check into the contest, as well as Watts Johnson for Will Lyles and Chapman Harris. 124 remaining in this fourth quarter. Warriors with a 22-point advantage. Childers skips his way across the half-court timeline. Free throw, elbow, jumper, following the step back. Nothing but air. And Burns with the rebound. Now Burns catch and shoot triple. He knocks it down. Clayton Burns into the scoring column tonight. Warriors lead 86-261. Layup no good. Burns almost gets the rebound poked out of his hands by a Tiger. It'll be Warrior basketball.
How about that from the freshman jumping up and knocking down a three on the first time he catches it?
Offensive efficiency right there for number 13 in white. And it's been an efficient night all night. Warriors up to 86 points tonight. Cord Zeltner now to Watts Johnson. Now down low, court zoner Clayton Burns, catch and shoot three once again. He buries it again. Clayton Burns has touched the ball twice on the offensive end of the floor. And 3 or 4 seconds later, he's got 6 points in the scoring column. 89-61, 15 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Court Zellner with the rebound, taps it to Brooke Zachary, and he'll slow things down. Clayton Burns, now everybody's asking him to shoot it again. You can hear William Johnson from the other end of the floor yelling at him not to, and a standing ovation for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. Varsity boys win 89-61. What a game by Lee Scott. Arguably their most efficient night on the offensive end of the floor, putting up 89 points in 32. It's unheard of. And now it is a rematch with the Gators. The varsity girls at 6, the varsity boys at 7:30 here on Tuesday night. We'll talk all about that and more when we come back. We'll talk everything down, recap the girls' game, talk about the boys' game, all of that and more when we come back. 89-61. The varsity boys are victorious, and both the varsity girls and the varsity boys will play for an area championship on Tuesday night. We'll be back in 60 seconds on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome, and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Lee Scott varsity boys are victorious. They win 89-61 here at home inside Samford Gymnasium. Christian Griffin and Coach Jacob Osmond with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Coach, arguably the most efficient night for this Warriors squad that we've seen in a while. 89 points in 32 minutes, something that you don't usually see, again, in region play. This team averages 58 points per game, which is still a very, very solid number. But tonight, you put your pedal to the metal, and you didn't let up. And Clayton Burns kind of caps the night showing that for the Lee Scott Warriors.
Listen, a great night. A dayful team coming in scoring exactly what we're expecting them to average. But they're getting some shots to fall, and the story was We would pull away. They'd get back in just a little bit more. We'd pull away a little more. They'd get just back a little bit more. But able to capitalize in the second half, taking that 14-point lead and kind of running away with it. And like you said, capping it off with a freshman, knocking down two big threes right there at the end to get a little bit of puppy confidence. It's really cool.
You mentioned it. Every single time that Lee Scott got out in front, Dadeville had an answer, and then Lee Scott responded right away. It started with a Dadeville run. They were up 6-2 at one point, punched Lee Scott in the mouth, but then Lee Scott, doing what they did best, finally found the bottom of the net. Were able to force some live ball turnovers, something that this team does so well, and Lee Scott dominated the glass, especially offensive rebounds. Plenty of times tonight there were second chance, third chance, fourth chance opportunities that resulted in Lee Scott either going to the free throw line or capitalizing with points. They win 89-61. Recapping the varsity girls game real fast. Girls won that one 60-35. Clark Ivett led the way with 19 points. Sydney Dunlap close behind. She had 17, had 12 in the third quarter to really pad the lead and really get this one out of hand for Coach Corey Harrison's squad. And Haynes Kesey with 13. Those big three did numbers tonight for the Lee Scott Warriors.
Yeah, listen, absolutely. I texted Coach Harrison right after the game, and I just said, hey, great win. We win great games, and we've got girls in multiple scoring columns. She says the exact same things. If we've got numerous double scores, we've got a chance to be a really good team. Looking at what the road holds, talking to her, sounds like the winner of the girls Lee Scott Glenwood game would probably face St. James, who's an incredibly strong girls basketball team, if they lose, and then the winner more than likely would host either ACA or MA.
There you go. Well, information that's very important to know, hopefully more important to know on Tuesday night after a Lee Scott big-time victory. On the varsity boys' side of things, Hayden Harper leads the way. He had 28. He had 23 in the first half. Wasn't necessarily required to do too much. That was, or in the second half, Coach Johnson really started getting some of the subs in. But still, really nice on so many of the guys to be able to step in and eat big minutes and really, really contribute. Gray Haley finished with 7. Again, Hayden Harper with 28. Parker Wright had 2. William Lyles had 5. Chapman Harris with 2. Wyatt Watley had 2. Parks Myers had 8. Brooke Zachary had 3 in the first half. He had 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. He had 9 in the second half. He finishes with 12. Cord Zellner with 4. Barrett Cook finishes with 12 as well. So Hayden Harper leads the way, but still a really nice scoring distribution throughout the Lee Scott Warriors. They win 89-61. Again, the stat that's crazy to me, this team puts up right around 58 points per game in region play, but they shoot 48% from the field. They blow both of those numbers out of the water tonight and win 89-61. Now we begin to shift our focus towards Tuesday night. We need everybody here inside Sanford Gymnasium, 6 o'clock. The varsity girls of Lee Scott take on the varsity girls of the Glenwood Gators. And following the conclusion of that one, the varsity boys take on the varsity boys of the Glenwood Gators as well. It's the best of three, not quite the rematch, but game three, all that you can ask for. And with Lee Scott being able to host, we need the best home atmosphere that we can possibly create. Again, we will go live right around 5:45 here on Tuesday night on your home for classic country hits, Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, and the Radio Alabama app. Thank y'all for listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the home of the Warriors, Tiger Country 104.5. For my broadcast partner, Jacob Osmond, thank you to everybody at Lee Scott Academy and over at Auburn Network as well. And for everybody that tuned in tonight, I'm Christian Griffin. Until Tuesday night, where we need this place packed, not an empty seat here inside Sanford Gymnasium. We will see you Tuesday night. Until then, stay safe, have a great night, and as always, it's a great night to be a Warrior.
Lee Scott Academy Basketball has been presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Auburn Bank, and Gouge Performing Arts Center. Also brought to you by Russell Building Supply, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Follow LSA Action here on Tiger Country 104.5.